Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And good morning. So glad to be here at the Global Meetings Industry Day at the Hyatt. Man, you can just feel the energy in this meeting, in this gathering, as hundreds of meeting planners and journalists from all over have come to talk about the value of business meetings, trade shows, exhibitions, and conventions and conferences. Joining me now, right off the bat, Mark Romig, New Orleans & Company Chief Marketing Officer. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. Good to be with you.
You got to eat breakfast with all these folks. See everyone coming in. Everyone looks so happy to be here and to be talking about New Orleans.
It's so good to meet with people again. That is just the magic of what's happening now that we're coming out of COVID. You know, people are saying we're out of the pandemic. You know, we are moving in that direction, and we have found that people are just wanting to get together and trade ideas and meet each other and exchange new research. And that's what's so important about what we're doing today, just to highlight the importance that this is for not only global activity, but for New Orleans. It's so important to our city.
Yeah. So tell me, how did this happen? Where did the idea of Global Meetings Industry Day come from? And what is the purpose of this gathering?
Well, it's not only happening in New Orleans. It's our opportunity with the meetings industry to highlight to our local communities why we do what we do, why we bring visitors to New Orleans for meetings, trade shows, corporate meetings, conventions, special events. Because it's the driver behind so many small businesses that are part of our community and part of all these other communities around the world, for that matter. And so the industry decided to use this day, and this is happening every place that has the conventions that come to those destinations, to make sure that we are speaking with good people like you, our local community, local businesses. We have people from across New Orleans coming today to hear this message, bankers, retailers, people who are working in the audiovisual world, anybody that is important to our economy has been invited here to hear this message, how important it is, what they play into keeping our community strong and making it even stronger.
You know, at the Jazz Fest 1 month out news conference, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser said that we're on pace to have finally a record year again for the first time since COVID when it comes to tourism. When it comes to individuals coming to Louisiana, we know that we've already seen more money being spent than ever before. Hotels are bringing in more money than ever before. Tax coffers are being filled at a fantastically high rate. But the concern has always been, will the business community react the same way? During COVID, there was a concern, I know, amongst tourism and, more importantly, meeting planners about, is business going to say, wait a minute, now that we have Zoom and we have Microsoft Meetings and we have all these abilities and ways to meet virtually, are they going to resume with the same level of travel that they did before the pandemic? And are we seeing that with the business traveler the way we are with the leisure traveler?
Well, it's interesting. I just heard a story. We were talking with a meeting planner that said that she's going to continue offering the hybrid model to her attendees, but she's seeing an increased number of people who now have been engaged in the association by being able to Zoom in or Teams meeting into meetings these past 2 years, who are now seeing opportunities to come and meet in person, and she's getting larger amounts of registrants for her meetings. So what's happened, I think, is the past 2.5 years, more and more people were able to engage that maybe weren't able to travel before to these meetings, now along with a trade show or association or a convention, and they want to be here now in person. So I think it's actually been a very good thing, because more and more people have been exposed to the reason that they want to get together, and it's going to see us return, I think, quicker than we thought.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people had told us previously they wanted to do this again. They wanted conventions. They wanted meetings. They wanted exhibitions. They wanted conferences. But the corporations and the employers said they didn't have the money to fund the travel. No, we can't send you to New Orleans for a convention. No, we're not paying for a hotel room and a flight and all those things. Even though the managers wanted to go, the participants wanted to go, finally, it feels like at least some of that's starting to change.
Yeah, we're seeing that change. And I think
the companies recognize the value of sending their employees to these gatherings.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And that's why we say New Orleans is the perfect place for this to happen. You know, it's very competitive, this business, but we truly are built to host. When you think about 26,000 hotel rooms within a 2.5-mile radius, the public transportation like our streetcar system, the fact that it, literally every attraction's within a walkable distance, major restaurants, that's why we see these conventions and trade shows coming back here and why corporations are coming back here. You know, we all know we've got a major event coming in 2025 called the Super Bowl, and this will be our 11th. And again, it's another model for why a city like New Orleans is chosen to host these great events, because we are built to host here.
And that gets to the idea that these things don't just happen. They're not just organic. People don't just go, yeah, we're going to have a meeting in New Orleans, and boom, everyone's there and it happens. There is so much that has to go in behind the scenes to coordinating and planning and making what turns out to look like it's so easy and so much fun actually be successful.
There are professionals in this business. New Orleans & Company is a sales and marketing organization at its heart. Our team goes out and pitches New Orleans to these meeting planners, to these corporations, to come and spend their money in our city. You have Nashville doing the same thing. You've got Houston, Orlando, Las Vegas. You name any other major city, they've got a team like ours going out to compete with us. And so we have to be in the front of these decision makers, whether they're corporate executives or the meeting planning industry, to show them why New Orleans is a city that's built to host. And we work very closely with our partners like the New Orleans, the Convention Center, the Morial Convention Center, and all of our hotels that have meeting space, because they not only are meeting in the Convention Center, they're meeting in great hotels like the Hyatt Regency where we're holding our event today. And we put these packages together. Usually there's an RFP involved. They're putting their best prices together. And a lot of these conventions are planning 4, 5, 10 years out. We have conventions on the books right now that are going to be coming here in 2032. That's how far out the planning goes with these large groups, because then they get into a cycle. They'll come to our city, then they'll move to another city, then another city, then they come back to our city. We just want to make sure that we're always in that cycle. That's very important.
And when you talk about the complexity of these things, they have to get here. They have to. Once they get here, they have to get to their hotel. There has to be a hotel room for them. They have to eat. They have to be entertained. And so all of these things require people, and there are so many tentacles.
Right, and it's touching so many businesses in New Orleans. We love our leisure visitor. We love that honeymooner. We love the person coming here for a girls' or a boys' weekend. All that's very important. The convention delegate, the meeting delegate, the person's coming here for a trade show, is spending sometimes twice as much as a leisure visitor, or somebody spending for them, because they're on a corporate expense account.
Right. They're spending the boss's money.
Exactly. So there are those receptions, and then there are the special events. They'll rent out the National World War II Museum or the New Orleans Museum of Art. Very, very special
events. Venues, caterers, DJs, bands.
Production companies.
Lighting. Yeah.
Artists, all of our culture bearers.
Transportation.
That really are the basis and the backbone of our city are hired out to participate, whether they're the Black Mardi Gras Indians or a jazz band or an artist that's going to do a rendering of the event. They're all part of the magic that New Orleans can only do, and that's why we keep saying we are built to host.
Built to host. That's the theme here at Global Meetings Industry Day. I'm Dave Cohen, coming to you live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown New Orleans, where hundreds of meeting planners, journalists, and others have gathered. We're talking with Mark Romig, the Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. At least that's the hat he's wearing right now. We know he has many others. When we come back, I want to talk about the pace at which this business tourism is returning to our city. We know that the leisure travel has come back with a roaring satisfaction. People have been needing to feed that hunger for coming to New Orleans and have a good time here. Are we seeing that business traveler coming back at the same pace? We'll see what Mark Romick says about that after this, live from the Hyatt at the Global Meetings Industry Day on WWL. And we're here with Mark Romick, the Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. And with hundreds of people here talking about the importance and the value of face-to-face gatherings to business and the importance and the value to New Orleans of doing that, how are we doing? What is the pace at which we're seeing the business travel return to New Orleans?
Yeah, thank you. That's a very good question because 2022 was really better than we thought it was going to be, and we went into 2023 knowing it was going to be a little bit lighter year than 2022, but we're seeing the pace pick up. We just had the American Academy of Dermatology in New Orleans last week, 18,000 people. We wish we had more of those this year.
The great thing about those, and I've always noticed, is not only does it bring all the doctors and all of their support staff, but it brings their families with them.
Yeah.
When the doctors are having their gatherings and their meetings and their discussions, their families are out spending.
Again, another positive point about what associations and trade shows and conventions can bring, higher spend, more people engage, families and so forth. But 2023 is not as heavy as 2022 was. And, the pandemic, we're out of the cycle. We need to get back in. And our teams are out there competing with all other cities to still try to get someone to make one of those last-minute decisions to come in. Because, as I said earlier, it takes several years in this planning cycle. People are booking out. These are huge efforts to bring people in. So they're working it hard. I know I've heard from others that they think 2023 will bring us back up to where we were in 2019. Which was a record year, our best year ever. I'm not ready to project that yet. There's still lots of months ahead of us, but, we're pushing really hard to bring that business here. And again, each and every day we wake up for the same reason. This is spending that's going to help improve our community, build a better economy, put more people to work, and just generally create the atmosphere that New Orleans, we believe, can only provide, and that is, we think, the best hospitality in the world.
We saw unique challenges during the pandemic with not only businesses not wanting to send people places for obvious reasons. Travel was, voodoo. It was not something that people wanted to do because they were afraid of what the impact could be. But even once we got through that, we had the staffing challenges. We had the issues with, are there going to be enough servers in the restaurants? Are there going to be enough staffers in the hotels? Are we seeing those challenges addressed at the same pace at which we're seeing the travel return?
I wish it was as fast, but we still have many jobs available in this industry. We went from about 90,000 people working in March of 2020 down to about 45,000 by that summer. Slowly but surely, we're gaining those numbers back. We have regular job fairs. We've got a very important job board on our own website, neworleans.com/jobs. There are jobs available today. Somebody can go on that site now and leave with a job. We're getting there. But again, Dave, to be perfectly frank and honest, we're just not there yet. But we keep pushing hard on that.
But the opportunities are there, and I guess that's the good news.
Opportunities are there. And the employers have realized, many of the employees have realized that they're taking a different approach to the recruiting, the benefits that come along with this, making sure that people understand that there is a roadmap for growth in the industry. You can make this a career. I went to hotel school back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be in this industry. And, you work your way through the many jobs that can come along with it, and it can be a lifelong career, as we want to make sure people understand.
And at the same time, we're talking about how rates have gone up, how the revenue that we're seeing from travel is increasing, and that means that there's opportunity for higher pay also in the industry.
Again, great opportunities for anyone, either from an entry level. A lot of people look at this as a way to maybe have some extra dollars for a college or high school, and they're going to work a part-time job. But those others who want to see this as an opportunity to build a career, take care of their family, those opportunities are there too. And we want to make sure that we keep messaging that. But New Orleans remains a destination that people want to come to. We did research prior to starting our leisure campaign a couple of years ago and realized that people come to New Orleans because of the people. They want to be part of something so special that we think we can deliver better than anyone. And again, we have a city that it has lots of challenges, but we also have a city that provides so many opportunities for not only the locals, but us locals, but for visitors. And why we see more than 60% of the visitors that come are repeat visitors. That speaks a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always fun to watch someone who has come to New Orleans for the first time. And we see that more, I think, with the business travelers than the leisure travelers, because maybe they didn't have an opportunity or a reason before or didn't realize that they needed to come to New Orleans. But just the reaction when everyone that they interact with is genuinely glad they're here, is friendly to them, is welcoming. And in so many places, that's not the case. In so many places, you don't see the same kind of personal interaction that you see in New Orleans.
And it starts at the airport, at the arrival point, or someone driving in from one of our local drive cities. You know, I should mention, too, our key market. Our key market is that drive market, you know, a 400-mile radius. Those people have been here the most. They love us the most. And they come here because of what you just said. And they come here and discover that they need to come back because they can't get everything done that they want to do. And they bring their family or they bring their friends. And they're our best ambassadors. You know, social media has changed how we message. And people are sharing their great times and great stories. And also giving good feedback because we're not perfect. And we take that feedback and we try to improve each and every time.
And, but it's just, to me, it's amazing. The learning curve is a very quick one, but they realize people hug here when they see each other. They realize that people smile at each other, that people legitimately want to talk to each other, and that there really is. And it's genuine. It's not because we want you to spend more money because you're here, which we do, but it really is genuine, I think, that people, not only in the industry, but just people everywhere that you run into, are just happy and glad you're here.
And, you know, that's the power of meetings. That's why we are finding more and more people who want to come together and have that interaction. The researchers, the scientists, the retail trade shows that come here, people want that interaction, and we're so proud to be a city that provides the venues, the background, and the people to make that happen.
Now, you said you didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver, that you didn't want to say. Others have said they think 2023 is going to be a record year in terms of combining both the leisure and the business travel. But beyond 2023, there's a lot of bright stuff on the horizon.
A lot of bright stuff.
You mentioned the Super Bowl, but there's a lot coming.
Yeah, we have meetings that are booked way in advance, and it's only because our team is out there working on a regular basis. That convention center for years has produced billions of dollars of economic impact, and that's a major piece of our economy, and that's so important. But this hotel and all the other hotels that bring in the meetings and the groups do the same thing, and they're employing people. People are making careers out of working in the industry, and we just are so happy to be part of it.
Mark Romig, New Orleans & Company Chief Marketing Officer. Anything else you want to share with us on this Global Meetings Industry Day?
Well, I want to thank you and WWL for highlighting this important aspect of our economy and giving us the voice to share this with your listeners.
Well, thank you for everything you do, and glad things are on the right track, that it's all coming back, and the future does look bright.
Very positive.
Mark Romig here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.